It's the first time I've been in a real arcade in I don't know how long. I'm hit with a wave of nostalgia right away, taking me back to the strip mall arcade next to the Lucky Grocery in my old neighborhood. A gang of kids with quarters jangling in their pockets, huddled together in the dark around Joust or Cubert games, their faces cast in a blue-green glow. And then... Ugh. Dig Dug. How did the coin slot get their hands on a 35-year-old Dig Dug machine? That game was the bane of my existence back in the day. I had a love-hate relationship with the little spaceman dude who spends his miserable life digging tunnels underground, pumping his enemies full of air with a... I guess it's a bicycle pump?
Do you mind if I give it a try? Here we go. Oh my god. It's been 30 years. Uh-oh.
All right, Dig Dug, let's do this.
Oh, I died.
Scott Pearson is better at Dig Dug than I ever was.
I avoid trying the rock drop. I don't feel, I have the talent. I go for the straight up pump. Let them come to me.
Pearson and his wife Erica opened the coin slot last week.
We've been fans of arcades for a while. Started collecting them in the last year or two.
It all started with the first one and then kind of just the fun of the hunt and locating that next one and figuring it all out. It kind of addicting.
That first one was Centipede, by the way. After that, the Pearsons' obsession with classic games turned to tabletops, pinball machines, and even skee-ball.
And kind of got to the point of having enough that we said this might be a good idea to start a business and share them with people and let them be used a little more often than we could use it just by ourselves.
They say the games can cost anywhere from $400 to $2,000. But for the Pearsons, it's worth it now that the coin slot is up and running.
We love the idea of parents bringing their kids in and kind of sharing those games from their childhood with their kids now.
23-year-old Jordan Bennett is trying her hand at some Pac-Man.
You're pretty good.
Don't say that just yet.
Jordan was born a little too late for the video arcade era. She had access to an old Pac-Man game in her neighborhood, but the coin slot is the first place she's ever seen Donkey Kong, Galaga, or Moon Patrol. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selvig.